Minister, you've heard the Sinn Féin argument. When the referendum commission said that it was quite clear in the treaty that Ireland could not access these funds if the ESM is put in place, but Mary Lou is saying, well, you've got your opportunity. It hasn't been ratified by the Dáil yet, so you can actually throw a spanner in the works.
Well, first of all, it might be useful to look at what the ESM is, the European Stability Mechanism. This is a fund of $700 billion, mm-hmm. which is designed to provide for a future of stability and structure in relation to the euro as a currency union, as a currency zone that is the currency of this country. Secondly, it's designed to assist those countries which get into trouble to recover. Now, my difficulty with Sinn Féin is why on heaven or earth would Sinn Féin decide that we should veto the development of a fund which down the road, this country, as we leave the IMF Troika process and we re-establish our financial independence, we would have access to this fund as a safety net. I laughingly said last weekend, it's a bit like, do you want to dive in off the deep end of the pool when the country goes back to financial independence, or would you prefer maybe to have the water wings, the ESM? Why does Sinn Féin say that we should veto access to a fund?
What she seems to be saying is that you can actually, by vetoing it, use it as a political weapon to get this business the ESM structure,
just let me say this. This is Sinn Féin saying, let Ireland stand alone. Ireland do stuff that no other country does. When Ireland has very considerable financial difficulties, that the people of this country have made enormous sacrifices to actually get ourselves out of. We're about halfway there. We exit and we go back to the markets sometime after 2013. 13-14. And Sinn Féin is saying, oh, hold on, we're so well off that we can ignore the safety net. I don't, like, but in ordinary logic, leave the economics out of it. Why would you refuse a safety net from countries that we have been partners with? Next Thursday marks the 40th anniversary of the Irish people voting to be members of the European Union.
Well, she wants you in the Dáil to turn down the ESM so that you can go back to the well, renegotiate it so that it can be accessed.
I recall when a previous government came in and said unilaterally this country would do a bank guarantee. And I recall on that night Sinn Féin voted for that proposition on that night. All I can say is we would be, in my view, seriously derelict as a government to say that in any shape or form we would, on behalf of the Irish people, turn our backs on access to $700 billion of funding. I didn't interrupt you now. Just let me say that since the Maastricht Treaty, since the development of the euro, since the Stability and Growth Pact, all European countries have been asked to keep their deficit to 3% and below. There's actually nothing new, Mary Lou, menu. Just let me make a point now. There's actually nothing particularly new in the menu, except that the preamble to the treaty, and I hope that Sinn Féin might agree with this, says that the treaty is about promoting conditions for stronger economic growth in the European Union area, and it's for governments to help governments to maintain sound and sustainable public finances. Mr. Hollande has said what is the proposal of the Labour Party, that on the one hand you sort out your household finances and on the other side you have a growth and investment pact. We are at the moment, as a government, recreating Ireland's reputation and status and standing. We're part of the European Union, and I make no apology for saying to listeners, we want access to this $700 billion.